It is our prayer that the Holy Spirit will attend his word and bless our lives in this hour. Amen. The word of God that guides us is a word from the gospel lesson read a moment ago. I will repeat, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life." Dear friends of God, Jesus Christ from eternity, Jesus Christ present at the creation, without him was not anything made that was made. And he came among us, joined us in our humanity. And while here, people threw away their crutches and they leaped and walked. Those who were blind, many no longer needed to be attended. They could see. And the silent world of the deaf received sounds as they were healed. And surely every serious student of the prophet knew it. The Messiah has come. He is here. He is with us now. And also, John the Baptizer, you'll recall, stated clearly, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus himself witnessed to the fact that he was the Son of God, the promised one, the Savior sent by his Father. Why do we have this situation here then, where the Jews gathered around Jesus and they ask him, "Are you the Christ? Tell us plainly." And what did Jesus answer? "I have told you, but you did not believe." Unbelief. Jesus had to confront it head on. Unbelief. As you go in diligence to your Savior, to the world, to the place that he sends you, as you go there, yes, it will be there also. Unbelief. How do you handle it? By argumentation? By logic? By reason? Certainly not. Dealing with unbelief is a work of God. No man can say that Jesus is the Christ except by the Holy Spirit. Jesus explains the reason for the unbelief of those Jews of his time. He says, "You do not believe because you are not of my sheep." In other words, the work of the life-giving Spirit had not yet had its effect upon the hearts of those who reject. And so it was that they did not believe. Contrary to that, he speaks of his sheep. He speaks of you and me. "My sheep hear my voice." The people of Christ, sheep of his pasture, hear with discernment. There are, as you know, many voices in the world. The apostle talked about that. Many voices, and all of them have some significance. But those voices are misleading. They do not rightly guide. And Jesus is saying, "My people, my sheep, discern." They are able to see that that is deceiving, that is misleading and harmful, and is a destroyer of faith. "My sheep hear my voice." They hear that he is near. We are troubled often on every side, as the apostle wrote. Often uncertainties grasp us, grip us, but we hear his voice, and it is near, it is close, and we are comforted and uplifted. We hear his voice. It is the voice of the Master. It's a reinstating voice. Often we wander, we go our own way. We have our own ideas. what would be pleasurable and good for us. We stray, but the one calls us again. He reinstates us. He brings us back into the flock. He enables us once more to belong. He does that for you and me over and over again. Those who hear his voice, the voice of the Good Shepherd, are rightly guided. We sometimes have our own ideas of the steps that we should take, of the routes that we should go. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, shows us the steps of safety, of blessing, and of his goodness to our benefit. That voice speaks to us now. Why is it that there are those who, as the Jews, do not believe? Why is it that they go their own way and shut their ears to the voice of God? You know, it is possible. It is possible for us to hear all about the Christ. From the time of preschool through growing years, and perhaps, maybe even at the seminary, we hear all about him and never hear him. The prayer is always in order, that we would plead, "Help my unbelief, Lord," and that we would know that now is the acceptable time, now is the day to hear his voice and to follow him. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." I know them. I only know a few of you by name, a few scattered about the place here today. But your Savior, the Good Shepherd, knows your name, the name of every one of us. He not only knows our name, he knows us. He knows our predicaments, our failures, our downfalling, our wandering in our own paths. He also knows our hurts and those things which bring sorrow and concern to our mind. He knows. And perhaps right now, dear friend, you have some matter that troubles you in spirit and in soul. Tell him where it hurts. Tell him he cares. And he is the one who binds up wounds. And he is the one who puts together broken hearts again. My sheep, they follow me. We follow in his steps, like him. Strive to be loving persons. Strive to be helpful in the kingdom. Strive to hear his call for duty, for going, for giving, for loving, for helping, because we follow him, and our lives demonstrate that and show that. And I give unto them eternal life. By faith, by believing, we take hold of that which he promises, that which he procured, that which he earned at Calvary's cross, that which he gave his life for us, that we might possess it and have eternal life. And he invites you and me again today to grasp it, to take hold of it, to claim it. He says, "It's yours." Dear friend, rejoice. Amen.